Hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen, and we are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I hope y'all are doing well. I hope you have been having a great beginning to your year. Today, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about when times get hard. Sometimes you're going to go through moments or situations where things get hard. It's hard for you to understand where you're going, what to do next. I don't know, even just how you truly feel in those moments. And instead of shutting down in those moments, you have to use those moments as, we'll just say, eye-openers. Using those as moments that show you a little bit of what it is you truly need to be working on or working towards. Every day we are given different situations, different trials, and different tribulations. And as I say all the time, it's about how you grow from them at the end of the day. That matters. Situation doesn't matter. The fact that it happened doesn't matter. The fact that that thing was said doesn't matter. What matters is what you're going to do about it. How are you going to make it different? How are you going to affect change in your life? Too many times we sit by and we allow the same thing to happen over and over again without seeing or noticing that we have to do something to inject change into the situation. I want you to think about the idea or the focus behind having the life that you truly want to live. When you think about having that life, do you picture it or see it the way it is now? If that answer is no, it's your job and your duty to do some more evaluation and see what it is that you can do to affect that positive change in that situation. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Nothing else is going to happen to change the situation unless you do something or unless you take the steps at the end of the day to solidify your heart and yourself. So, determine what it is that you need to do to live that best version of your life and go at it at full force. I had a conversation the other day and it was about just the human psyche and the differences of how we grow through things. And a lot of times you'll see the difference from that 1% or the difference from those people that are living a life that they truly want to live or experiencing the things the way they truly want to, living their best lives, as we say. A lot of the things that are different from you and those people is the fact that they never gave up. They continue to try. They put their best foot forward every day and gave it their absolute all. They knew like they knew that whatever it is they wanted to achieve, they were going to achieve it. So it didn't matter how long it took. It didn't matter the process it took to get there. All that mattered was the end goal. You cannot get wrapped up in the everyday, day-to-day things because life is going to happen. You have to take the time to focus your mind, solace your heart. Now, focusing the mind is not easy for all of us. Some of us have other things going on. Sometimes it's just life. But when I say focus the mind, I'm not saying stare at that dot on the wall. I'm saying truly dig down deep and figure out what it is that's causing you the angst or the confusion or the worry or the upset. Yeah. I'm mad at my cousin for what she did. But why does it bother me so much? It bothers me so much because I have an underlying thing where I feel like that family shouldn't do that to people. And the fact that she is my cousin makes it so much worse. Right there, you took the ball out of your cousin's court because the issue you just said isn't with you. I mean, isn't with your cousin, it's with you. The issue is with you and how you are taking in this information, understanding it, and registering it in your head. Yeah. Your cousin did whatever she did or he did. But the point comes down to how you're going to grow from it. What are you going to do to make a difference in it, in the situation itself? So, I know this whole thing can be a little confusing when it comes to just the down times, the bad times, the not so pretty and, you know, shiny moments. Because not every day in your life is going to be shiny. Hell, even the richest people in the world, every day is not shiny. But you can take steps to make sure, or just let's just say ensure that each day you're giving it your absolute best and giving it all you got. So today, I challenge you to just give it all you've got. Take one day this upcoming week, and give it absolutely all you've got. You wake up in the morning, you start your morning routine, you do whatever it is that gives you that pump in the day and starts you off going, and you keep that momentum going from start to finish, and you give that day 100%. Everybody that you cross in your life, everybody that you experience that means something to you, that is important to you, all those relationships that matter to you, give it absolutely 100%. Show yourself that no matter what is said, no matter what is done, that you know yourself and you know what you can do and what you can provide and put out into this world. Take control of your life, put the foot to the pedal. And as they say in Monopoly, do not stop at go. You pass go and you keep going. Again, I hope you all are having a beginning start of your year that is just amazing and going the way you want it to. We've had a weird past couple years, so 2020 is about growth, expansion, and getting yourself to that mountain. So don't stop for anyone. Thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Namaste, Ashe, Amen.